This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A rare, powerful earthquake struck Morocco late Friday, sending people racing from their beds into the darkened streets and toppling buildings and mountainous villages and ancient cities not built to withstand such force. Morocco's Interior Ministry said late Saturday at least 1,305 people had died and another 1,832 people were injured. The death toll was expected to rise as rescuers struggled to get through boulder-strewn roads to remote areas hit hardest. Morocco State Television showed people clustered in the streets of Marrakech late at night, afraid to go back inside buildings that might still be unstable. Canadian tourist Jane Meerman, who lived through the quake in Marrakech, spoke Saturday with the Reuters news service.
Some people are opening their businesses and trying to get on with their day. Nobody knows if there's more aftershocks coming. A lot of people slept on the streets last night, so there is a lot of garbage around from people sleeping outside, not necessarily damage, because they felt it was safer outside than inside their homes. So at the moment, we're just really unclear about what to do next.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he does not believe a peaceful solution to the war in Ukraine is possible with Russian President Vladimir Putin involved. Speaking at the two-day Yalta European Strategy Forum in Kyiv, Johnson said, of course, a peaceful solution would be the first choice, but he suggested Putin's perhaps not a trustworthy person with whom to strike a deal. And he used Wagner paramilitary group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, the former Putin friend and ally who died in a mysterious plane crash last month, as an example.
Yevgeny Prigozhin thought he had a deal with Vladimir Putin, and that didn't work very well for him, right? So I think I'm skeptical, but of course we've got to hope that it works. The most important thing for the world is to prove that our values work, democracy, liberty, the defense of freedom, are valuable and that we stick up for them.
This is VOA News. The White House is hailing this year's G20 summit in New Delhi as a success, saying the final communique contains contains consequential paragraphs on the war in Ukraine. VOA's Anita Powell reports from New Delhi.
Unity was what G20 leaders sought at this year's summit, and it's what they say they got, with language that called for a comprehensive, just, and durable peace in Ukraine, but that stopped short of naming Russia as the aggressor. The group also agreed that the use of nuclear weapons is inadmissible. Professor John Curtin heads the G20 research group at the University of Toronto and spoke to VOA from the sidelines of the summit.
By removing the words Russia and the word aggression, they gave Mr. Putin a face-saving gesture, and we'll now wait and see if he then reciprocates by doing what all G20 members except him agree to, and that's getting out of all of Ukraine.
Anita Powell, VOA News, New Delhi.
Tens of thousands of Israelis protested in cities across the country for the 36th consecutive week Saturday against legislation which would strip the Supreme Court of its powers. Earlier this year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right coalition presented plans to reform the Supreme Court with a package of legislation, but due to overwhelming public pressure, passed only part of the plan, which removes the court's power to strike down government decisions on the basis of being unreasonable. The Supreme Court, for the first time in Israeli history, will convene its entire 15-judge panel September 12th to hear an appeal against the amendment. Protester Natty Schwartz-Kirchberg talked about why she's come out to march for 36 straight weeks.
Hurricane Lee is a huge storm which reached Category 5.
I apologize. That was the wrong piece of sound. British police announced Saturday they've recaptured a terrorism suspect who escaped from a London medium-security prison Wednesday by strapping himself to the bottom of a food truck. London's Metropolitan Police counter-terrorism chief Dominic Murphy told Britain's Sky News 21-year-old Daniel Abid Khalif was apprehended early Saturday in a West London park thanks to tips from the public.
This morning at 10:41, he was seen by a plainclothes counter-terrorism officer and on a push bike on the canal towpath, and he was pulled off that push bike and arrested by that officer. We had put officers there intentionally as a direct result of the reports from the public last night and our own investigation, so that officer was part of a much larger team that was in the area. So
Khalif was in prison awaiting trial on charges of violating Britain's Official Secrets Act by gathering information that could be useful to an enemy and planting fake bombs at a military base. He was discharged from the British Army after his arrest earlier this year. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.